Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Adam Ragusea, in for Anthony Brooks. Politicians always say they don't pay attention to polls, but you know they got to be focused on the recent spate of abysmal ratings they're being given by the American people.
A Washington Post ABC poll put President Obama's approval rating at a new low of 44%. Republicans in Congress bottom out even lower at 28%. And that's for politicians voters once liked enough to put into office in the first place.
So what if you're somebody considering a run for office? Could the polling make you think maybe, not such a good time for a campaign? Well, no, not if you're Elizabeth Warren.
I'm going to keep fighting for middle-class families, for working people. Whether I fight as an outsider or I fight from the floor of the Senate, I will continue to stand up for what I believe in.
That's the Harvard Law School professor and former special advisor to President Obama speaking at a Labor Day breakfast yesterday in Boston. She is considering a run for Senate.
And while she hasn't officially declared her candidacy, a new WBUR poll finds that if she does enter the race against Senator Scott Brown, voters say they'd be more likely to choose her than any of the Democrats who have already declared. Warren trails Brown by 9 points in the poll. So joining us now to prize apart what this all means is Avi Nelson. He's a Republican analyst and a political analyst and talk show host on WRKO and former consultant to Massachusetts Governor Ed King. Avi Nelson, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Also with us is Scott Harshbarger. He's a Democratic analyst and former attorney general for the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. Scott, welcome back to Radio Boston.
Nice to be on. Thank you.
It's great to have you both here. So why don't you first give us your sort of top-of-the-line reaction to the fact that, according to this new WBUR poll, Elizabeth Warren is just 9 points behind Senator Scott Brown in a hypothetical head-to-head race right now.
Well, if I were Elizabeth Warren, I would be ecstatic. I mean, she has barely been on the scene. She's hardly been in Massachusetts. She already is within 9 points of what apparently is the most popular Republican senator in New England and Massachusetts, has not even begun to campaign. That, of course, may be a problem that she hasn't yet begun to campaign. But I think she's got to be very happy. But more importantly, even the other candidates, Democratic candidates, have to be very pleased to be this close to an incumbent, a senator who was viewed as the major upset victor in the nation just a year and a half ago, is barely just over 50%. It's an opportunity for any Democratic candidate to win back this seat.
Well, I think Scott may be a little optimistic here. According to that poll, Scott Brown gets 45% of the vote against any of the other candidates. And what Scott Harshbarger, not Scott Brown, has mentioned is correct, that sometimes when a candidate has not declared, in this case, she has a clean slate, and everybody writes on that slate what they would like to see. And so frequently the candidate actually does better not having gone out into the real world and heard the criticisms and the comments from people who are in opposition. And I think we might find that Elizabeth Warren is in that category.
Well, in fact, I mean, her slate may be so clean that it's virtually invisible, because another aspect of the poll found that 44% of the respondents had never even heard of Warren, whereas only 5%, it's remarkable that it's even that high, but 5% hadn't heard of Scott Brown.
If you look at that poll, you'll notice that her favorable, unfavorable is 17 and 13. That's not especially strong for somebody who's relatively unknown. And if she holds those numbers, as the percentages on both sides go up, she will find herself having some problems, because Scott Brown's favorable to unfavorable ratio is much higher. Scott Brown is a very popular candidate, popular senator, and one of the interesting focus points on this race is going to be Scott Brown with his pickup truck from Middle America and Elizabeth Warren as a highfalutin Harvard professor from Cambridge.
Well, that's how they're trying to paint her, at least. Scott Harshbarger?
Well, I think that Avi's correct. Scott Brown has been very popular. Scott Brown has walked a very, very fine line in the United States Senate, being enough Republican to please the people that supposedly supported him, yet trying not to alienate the vast majority of Massachusetts voters, Democrats and independents, who clearly under any substantive poll want to see almost a totally different kind of governmental action than the Republicans in Congress represent in terms of the economy, in terms of dealing with substantive issues. Now, Elizabeth Warren clearly is pleased, but Avi's exactly right. Look, the factor here is over half the people don't know the Democratic candidates yet. Yet, they're already within 9% of this very popular Scott Brown. Clearly, he's worried. He's got $10 million. He's going to spend it. But only 5% of the people don't know him, and he yet does not have a majority of the vote.
I should say explicitly that the poll did not include three other declared Democrats who have thrown their hats into the rings. That's Wayland State Representative Tom Conroy, Herb Robinson, who's an engineer, and lawyer Marisa DeFranco. They didn't actually meet the threshold required in previous surveys, but they are in the race formally. If we could take a step back, I mean, there's this concept of, you know, the idea of a Democratic challenge against Senator Scott Brown and the reality of who that challenger might be. So, I mean, Avi Nelson, if you are Senator Scott Brown right now, like, take us to the other side of things. How are you reacting to this poll that even the idea of a challenger is enough to make people excited?
Well, look, you know, if you're Scott Brown, or if you're an advisor to Scott Brown, you say, look, Scott, it's awfully early, so don't get too obsessed about the polls. And to have a 9-point lead, look, after all, this is Massachusetts. We have the reputation here of being a very liberal state, and that's why it was such a shock, you know, around the world that Scott Brown was able to defeat Martha Coakley at all. But you go back, Ronald Reagan ran for president twice. He carried Massachusetts both times, and the way he did it was to put together a coalition of Republicans and conservative-leaning Democrats, the blue-collar Democrats. That's exactly the coalition that Scott Brown was able to forge. And at least a good part of it, and I think Scott has focused on this in the past, has to do with the personality of the candidates and less about the issues. Scott Brown is the kind of guy who can appeal to the blue-collar Democrats. It remains to be seen whether Elizabeth Warren is going to be able to do that. So I think Brown is in good position. He's got a good war chest. He hasn't alienated people. He's got very strong favorable ratings. And it's early. 9 points, that's a pretty good lead.
Just very quickly, the one problem he has is he doesn't stand for anything. We know that he's in the middle here somewhere. But that is not to underestimate him. But let's go back to January of 2000. Of the election when he won. The fact is that he got 1.1 million votes. Obama got 1.9 million votes in Massachusetts. That means if the Democrats come together, if the Democrats stand for something and as a group come out and vote, as instead of sitting on their hands as they did in January of that special election, the fact is they can win. And President Obama's going to be on the top of the ticket. We're going to be talking about a Democratic Senate. He's going to play to those issues. That's why he's got to be worried, even though he's a very formidable candidate.
Well, there was another question that was asked in this poll, which I found perhaps maybe even more illuminating than the head-to-head hypotheticals. And that is, you know, what issue is of greatest priority to you as a voter today? And of the top ones, reducing the federal budget deficit, 69% of people said that was a high priority. Improving the economy, 93% of people said that was a high priority. Creating jobs, 91%. Everything else was sort of in the lower categories. But the reason why I raise this is that you've got, you know, deficit worries and jobs on the other hand. So, like, jobs and the economy, that would potentially be seen as in Elizabeth Warren's wheelhouse. And then, of course, deficit concerns, obviously a very strong point for Republicans. So we've got two issues which are important to both sides of the aisle here.
I would add one that Scott, I think Scott brought up a very important issue, and that is that Obama will be at the top of the ticket. And to a large extent, the race in 2012 is going to be a referendum on Barack Obama. Now, I know he has a lot of support in Massachusetts, but his record is not very good. If that race were held today, Obama would be in deep trouble. It'll be interesting to see whether he can turn the economy around, whether the economy turns around, whether he has anything to do with it or not. If the economy turns around, Obama will be stronger, and that will help the Democrats across the country, including in Massachusetts. But if the economy is weak, Obama at the top of the ticket, maybe more liability than assets.
You don't think Republicans in Congress would hold that same liability?
No.
Well, I think in this regard, for Massachusetts, we're talking about Massachusetts, not the country. Obama's greatest strength right now is primarily we don't know who the Republican candidate is going to be. As Kevin White, years ago, those of us who are older remember the mayor of Boston, said the race isn't between Kevin White and his and God, it's between Kevin White and his opponent. And the fact is that's what Obama benefits from right now in Massachusetts. The Republican field is simply not a Massachusetts electable field, and Scott Brown is identified with that group. On the other hand, here, though, the economy is crucial, and Massachusetts is not going to have to worry about having a divided Congress. It is a divided Congress. So if you want anybody to represent the Democratic point of view from Massachusetts, you need to elect a Democratic senator. And that's much different than the dynamic which was before was to try to stop the health care bill and all that poured in. I really think that the dynamic in the next 12 months will be about the issues you just talked about. Who is going to be best able to deal with the economy and balance the deficit? Right now, the Republican Congress sits at 28%, but the conference in government is 17%. So nobody wants to be just a deficit spender, a deficit hawk in this area. Massachusetts has a strong record of progressive focus on jobs, the economy, and that's what's going to count.
We don't want to overdo the 28%. 28% is the generic number you get when you say Congress or all the members of Congress.
I think the 28% was Republicans in Congress.
Well, when you talk about individual members of Congress and you talk about them, I ask the question to the constituents, the numbers are much better. That's why these people are able to get reelected. You raise the
Everyone
question.
Always wants their incumbent to win. I mean, that's an established
that's right.
trend.
So that's
in
why
politics,
the 28% is really not as powerful as it sounds. Before you said, well, don't want the Republicans share the blame. The reality is, fairly or unfairly, that it's the man in the corner office or the Oval Office and his party who get the credit or the blame when things go well or badly. And in this particular case, it is going to be Obama. If Obama is weak, if his approval numbers continue to slide, that's going to affect the entire ticket.
Well, that's what they said about the 2010 race, so it seems like we may be seeing a similar theme in 2012. Either way, this new WBUR poll shows that we have potentially a very exciting race.
Well, that's good
on
for us
hands.
In the media, right? Otherwise, it would be dull.
Hopefully, ultimately, what we want is also it's good for the people of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. But Avi Nelson, Republican analyst and talk show host on WRKO and former advisor to Massachusetts Governor Ed King, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
And Scott Harshbarger, former Attorney General for the Commonwealth of Massachusetts and currently a senior counsel at the Boston law firm of Proskauer Rose. Thank you for joining us as well.
My pleasure. Thank you very much for having us.
Up next, 9/11 had innumerable effects on Boston and beyond, but 10 years later, one of the lingering problems has been a stickier, slower, and more bureaucratic immigration process. We'll look at how that's impacted Boston's universities and high-tech economy. Stay with us. I'm Adam Ragusea.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.